Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, July 14th. As always, you can get the written version of this podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog, every weekend at amwager.com. Go to amwager.com, click on Handicapping, Ella Starr's blog. You can also get the podcast there. And check out Amwager. It's a great betting site. Available in many states. You can check out the list of available tracks, great customer service, and a very good betting interface, amwager.com. We're going to start the action on Saturday, July 14th at Delaware Park in Wilmington, Delaware, where they've got a good card, and we're going to go to the 8th race, the Kent Stakes, grade 3, post time 4:56 on the grass, and we've got a nice price to start with Gunnison, who goes for his third straight win, the last two on turf, including a non-graded stake. So he seems to be a perfect fit at this grade 3 stakes level. He opens at 10-1, coming off a career-best effort with jockey Toledo in the saddle as today. And he has shown the ability to win on the lead from start to finish, as he did in his maiden breaker in February, to come from far back, as he did when rallying from 7th one before last, or to come from off the pace, as he did when fourth with a quarter mile to go last time out. Gunnison was 2-1 in his last two races, yet opens at 10-1 here for no other reason than the class of his competition appears less than some of the rest. But we must remember, this is a race for three-year-olds only, and there is a lot of improvement possible from one race to another by every contender. So there's no reason why Gunnison can't take another step forward to win at a price. Another contender at a decent price is Hot Springs, who opens at odds out of line with his probability, in my opinion, at 6-1, as he too is going for his third straight win. Hot Springs lost his debut in March badly, but he was making his debut in a turf route, and that's no easy task. So when he returned on June 3rd for his second start, he improved nicely, winning by 4, and another solid win followed that at the end of the month. Hot Springs is improving with every race, gets a solid turf jockey in Fergal Lynch for the strong Asmussen barn. He still has a long way to go before earning back the hefty $750,000 he cost at auction in the summer of 2016, but he has a lot of potential to earn his first grade stakes win on his current win streak. Round out the contenders with a likely favorite, Untamed Domain, who can't be discounted as a contender to win, even though he's not a good win bet. Untamed Domain rallied from 8th to 2nd, one before last in the Grade 2 American. He won the Grade 2 Summer Stakes last September as a 2-year-old. Still, he's just 2-for-9, and he's being bet based on his 4th place finish behind Catholic Boy and Analyze It in the Pennine Ridge last month, with those two coming back to earn the same placings in last weekend's Belmont Derby. Untamed Domain, as I said, is not a good win bet unless he's about 3-to-1, but you must use him on exotics. In the Kent Stakes, race 8 at Delaware on Saturday, July 14th, post 4:56. The win bets. Bet both Gunnison and Hot Springs at 5-2 or more, adding a place bet at 5-1 or more. When you bet more than two horses or more to win, it's a good idea to use a dutching tool, which helps you allocate your betting capital in order to get the best return. And our friends at Amwager.com have one available for free. I use it all the time. The exacta bet's going to be Gunnison, Hot Springs, and Untamed Domain overall. Then we'll box an exacta of Gunnison, Hot Springs, and Untamed Domain. Come back and you can play an exacta of all over Gunnison and Hot Springs. This serves instead of a place bet. So if you want to make the place bet at 5-1 or more on Gunnison, Hot Springs, play an exacta of all over Gunnison and Hot Springs. We'll play some doubles from the 8th of Kent to the Delaware Handicap. We're going to use Gunnison, Hot Springs, and Untamed Domain in race 8. And then we'll use Teresa Z, Sneaky Betty, Mopetism, and Unbridled Mo in race 9. I'll say it again. Gunnison, Hot Springs, Untamed Domain in race 8. Teresa Z, Sneaky Betty, Mopetism, Unbridled Mo in race 9. One more double. Gunnison, Hot Springs, and Untamed Domain in race 8 with just Teresa Z and Unbridled Mo in race 9. We're going to go over to Belmont for the next race, the race 8, which leads into the Forbidden Apple Stakes. Race 8 at Belmont, post time 5:18. It's a nice springboard to the Forbidden Apple, and it's also playable on its own. Rumble Doll and Epping Forest are the two contenders for win bets and for the exacta, but Rumble Doll interests me the most as he opens at 12-1 compared to 2-1 for Epping Forest. She opens at 12-1. She is a filly. Rumble Doll won very nicely at the 6-furlong inner turf trip at Belmont last summer at the one lower, not one of two other than allowance level, and as a 2-1 favorite. She finished third at this allowance level, not one of three at 7 furlongs after that, and was overmatched in a stakes last November before taking the winner off. Off a 6-month layoff, last month at the level, Rumble Doll ran well considering the time off, missing third by a nose and missing second by another 3/4, and she's likely to improve a lot, second off a layoff and at the 6-furlong trip of that win last fall over the same inner course. She's barely been off the board at Belmont, 3 wins, 4 seconds, 4/3 in 13 tries, and should run much better than her double-digit opening odds give her credit. Epping Forest is the other contender. She also won at the 6-furlong inner turf trip in October, but she did not run any better than Rumble Doll did at a lower level as the even money favorite. Epping Forest ran poorly 6 months later this past April in her comeback, but just as I think Rumble Doll will do today, Epping Forest improved a ton. Second off the layoff, last out June 3rd with a nice win under Rosario, who rides back. Epping Forest can continue to improve in her third start of the year. She should be coming from far back with a big late run and is the other win contender in this race. In the 8th at Belmont, post time 5:18 on Saturday, July 14th. Rumble Doll is a win bet at 3-1 or more, adding a place bet at 5-1 or higher. The exactas, first exacta, Rumble Doll and Epping Forest over all. You can come back and play all over Rumble Doll. Again, that's in lieu of a place bet. Could pay very well. Then play Epping Forest overall because she's much lower odds and we want to win the bet twice if Epping Forest wins. We'll play doubles in the 8th race to the 9th, the Forbidden Apple. In race 8, play Rumble Doll and Epping Forest. And in race 9, Blind Ambition and Disco Partner. That's Rumble Doll and Epping Forest in race 8, Blind Ambition, Disco Partner in race 9. Switching back to Delaware for the Delaware Handicap. Post time, 5:35 Eastern. Looks like there's going to be a pretty good pace duel here with Proper Discretion, Nikki My Darling, and Farrell all forced to go faster than average, vying for the early lead. Sets up a quartet of potential contenders with a couple of them at decent odds. And Farrell is one of the three contenders. Win pace setters may hold on for second. But of the contenders, I'll start with the one that doesn't open to high odds, Unbridled Mo, who's 7-4-11. One of her best efforts came in April when she won the Apple Blossom. That effort got her the second best Echo Base figure in the field of 103 in the second back following a 10-month layoff. Unbridled Mo is on a similar pattern for a top effort in this race as she returned from the layoff last month and finished third. No problem getting 10 furlongs as a daughter of Uncle Mo out of an unbridled mare, and she should benefit from the pace. The long shot here is one of them. The one I think is the better chance of two long shots is Teresa Z, opening at 10-1. She's a lightly raced 4-year-old coming off the best race of her career. Last summer, she won the Monmouth Oaks, and then she took 6 months off following an 8th-place finish in the Cotillion. Came back nicely improved in her third off the layoff last month when winning the Obeah Stakes over the track. So she does have a slight edge of experience at Delaware with a new best Echo Base figure. Centeno rode her then, rides her back. And that experience over the track could help her run even better, particularly now that she's on the upswing of her pattern again. Her Monmouth Oaks win was her second in a row after losing 4 straight. And again, she went on a losing streak, then won the Obeah. So now she could run 2 big races in a row. Mopatism is another contender who fits the race on class. She won the La Cunada this past winter at Santa Anita with the best figure of any horse in this race, 114. Since then, though, Mopatism has lost 4 straight, but one was on turf, and it was her only turf try, and she closed too late in the other 3 after the winners had drawn off 2 of those winners, winning by almost 9 lengths. If Gutierrez can keep Mopatism reasonably close to the pace setters in this race, as he did in the La Cunada, then she could run well. She was a length back early after a half mile in that race. For exotics, we got to use honorable mention here to Sneaky Betty, opening at a ridiculous 20-1. Her best efforts are a little low with 93 figures, but she's a daughter of Mineshaft. so she should handle the distance. And trainer Claudio Gonzalez, really strong record, 11 for 37 in dirt route stakes over the past 5 years, which helps establish he knows where to place his horses. She has a closing style and should be passing a lot of tired horses here, so has a shot at least to get in the exact at high odds. Elate, I'm going to use for second only here. She won back-to-back grade ones last year, and she's done a little wrong in her career with 4 for 10, but she is coming back from a big layoff, and Bill Mott, no matter how good he is not really good from 6 months or more going two turns. Farrell also is a good horse, but she likes to get a little tired in the stretch. She gets into a pace battle here. She can hold on for a second. In the Delaware Handicap Race 9 at Delaware Park post time, 5:35 Eastern. Win bets on Unbridled Mo and Teresa Z at 5-1 or higher. Add a place bet on Teresa Z at 5-1 or more. I think I said 5-2 or higher for the win bets on Unbridled Mo and Teresa Z. If not, I'll say it again. Place bet Teresa Z 5-1 or more. And for a smaller amount, make a win place bet on Sneaky Betty because she opens at 10-1. We don't want to be kicking ourselves late. In the off chance Mopetism should go to post anywhere near 5-1, she might be worth considering for a couple bucks too. Exactus, Teresa Z and Unbridled Mo over. Teresa Z, Unbridled Mo, Sneaky Betty, Mopetism, Elate, and Farrell. I'll say it again. Teresa Z and Unbridled Mo over. Teresa Z, Unbridled Mo, Sneaky Betty, Mopetism, Elate, and Farrell. And then one more exacta box. Teresa Z, Unbridled Mo, Sneaky Betty, and Mopetism. Moving back to Belmont for the Forbidden Apple Stakes. Second half of the double we started hopefully in the 8th and got live with. Post time 5:50 for the Forbidden Apple on Saturday the 14th. Blind Ambition ran as well, winning the Elusive Quality Stakes over this course in April as Disco Partner did, winning the Grade 2 Jiper over the course in June. But Blind Ambition opens at 8-1. Disco Partner opens at 9-5. You know which one I'm going to start with first. That's Blind Ambition. Both have won at the Mile Turf Trip one time, but Blind Ambition may also have a tactical speed edge as Disco Partner rallies from fourth or further, while Blind Ambition has been no further back than third in the early stages of his wins. John Velasquez out of town. Todd Bletcher goes to Luis Saez, which is just fine. It keeps the price high. If Blind Ambition runs back that 428 effort, he can post the upset and beat the favorite. In the Forbidden Apple, Race 9 at Belmont on Saturday, July 14th, 5:50 p.m. post. Bet Blind Ambition to win at 5-2 or better. Play an exacta box of Blind Ambition and Disco Partner. And then play an exacta Blind Ambition over all and all over Blind Ambition, trying to capitalize on the higher odds. I sure hope you've enjoyed this weekend's Key Races and Bets podcast. Don't forget, you can get the written version of the Key Races and Bet blogs at Amwager. Go to amwager.com. Click on Handicapping and Ella Star's blog, and I will talk to you next week.